This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, 10th chapter, texts 12 and 13. Arjuna Vacha, Padam Brahma, Padam Tama, Pavitram, Paramam, Pavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adidevam, Ajam, Vibhum. Ahus, Tvam, Rishaya, Sarve, Devarshir, Naradas, Tata, Asito, Devalo, Vyasa, Swayam, Chaiva, Ravishi, Me, Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma, Param Tama, Pavitram, Paramam Pavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum, Param Brahma Param Tama, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. Arjuna Vacha, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adidevam Ajam Vibhu Arjuna Vacha Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavam Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Vibhu Ahustam Rishaya Sarve
Ahustam Rishaya Sarve
Devarshir Naradastata
Devarshir Naradastata
Asito Devalo Vyasa
Asito Devalo Vyasa
Swayam Chaiva Bravishime
Swayam Chaiva Bravishime
Ahustam Rishaya Sarve
Ahustam Rishaya Sarve
Devarshir Naradastata
Devarshir Naradastata
Asito Devalo Vyasa
Asito Devalo Vyasa
Swayam Chaiva Bravishime
Swayam Chaiva Bravishime
Arjuna Vacha
Arjuna Vacha
Arjuna said
Param
Supreme
Brahma
Truth Param
Supreme
Dhamma Sustenance
Pavitram
Pure Paramam Supreme Pavan
You
Purusham
Personality
Shashvatam
Eternal
Divyam
Transcendental
Adidevam,
the original Lord.
Ajam,
unborn.
Vibhum,
greatest.
Ahu,
say.
Tvam,
of you.
Rishayah,
sages.
Sarve,
all.
Deva Rishihi,
the sage among the
demigods.
Naradaha,
Narada,
Tata,
also.
Asitaha,
Asita,
Devalaha,
Devala,
Vyasaha,
Vyasa,
Swayam,
personally.
Cha,
also.
Eva,
certainly.
Pravishi,
you are explaining.
May,
unto me.
Arjuna
said, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyasa confirm this truth about you. And now you yourself are declaring it to me. You might want to get a little closer. Since we have no microphone, you might want to get a little closer. Purport. In these two verses, the Supreme Lord gives a chance to the Mayavadi philosopher. For here it is clear that the Supreme... Where's the treasurer? Huh? Who's extracting the fines here? To support the whole temple on cell phone fines. In these two verses, the Supreme Lord gives a chance to the Mayavadi philosopher, for here it is clear that the Supreme is different from the individual soul. Arjuna, after hearing the essential four verses of Bhagavad Gita in this chapter, became completely free from all doubts and accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He at once boldly declares, "You are Param Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." And previously, Krishna stated that he is the originator of everything and everyone. Every demigod and every human being is dependent on him. Men and demigods, out of ignorance, think that they are absolute and independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That ignorance is removed perfectly by the discharge of devotional service. This has already been explained in the previous verse by the Lord. Now, by his grace, Arjuna is accepting him as the supreme truth in concordance with the Vedic injunction. It is not that because Krishna is Arjuna's intimate friend, Arjuna is flattering him by calling him the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. Whatever Arjuna says in these two verses is confirmed by Vedic truth. Vedic injunctions affirm that only one who takes to devotional service to the Supreme Lord can understand him, whereas others cannot. Each and every word of this verse spoken by Arjuna is confirmed by Vedic injunction. Om Ajnanati Mirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Ko Pitru Vyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum, Ahustam Rishaya Sarve, Devarshir Naradas Tata, Asito Devalo Vyasa, Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. Krishna has explained to Arjuna that he's the source of everything and that he's the source of enlightenment from within the heart. Now in these verses we see how Arjuna accepts Krishna's word. The way that Arjuna accepts Bhagavad Gita is different from the way that mundane scholars and mental speculators of the Mayavadi school interpret the words of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna simply accepts what Krishna says. Swayam, what is that? Sarvam etad ritam manye yanmam vadasikeshava. Elsewhere he says, my dear Krishna, whatever you have said, I accept. Sarvam, 100%. Sarvam etad ritam manye. I accept it all to be true. Yanmam vadasikeshava. Now here, Arjuna illustrates by personal example how to accept the words of Lord Krishna. Arjuna says, Param Brahma, you are the supreme absolute truth. Krishna has said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Mata Sarvam Pravartate. I am the source of everything. Everything comes from me. And in the Vedanta Sutra, Brahma, the absolute truth, is defined as Janmadyasya, the source of everything. Janmadyasya yaton vayadithiratascharateshu abhigya swaram. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Every one of us is Brahma, spirit, but none of us can say that we're the supreme spirit. There's Brahma and Param Brahma. There's Atma and there's Paramatma. Nityo Nityanam, Chaitanas Chaitananam. Among all the supreme, all the eternal living entities, there's one supreme eternal. Among all the conscious living beings, there's one supremely conscious living being. Eko bohunam yo vidhati kama. The one is supplying the needs and desires of the many. O Krishna is Param Brahma. He is the supreme absolute. We may be absolute, not absolute. We're relative to Krishna. We're also Brahma. In that sense, we're also absolute because we're part of the absolute. But from another point of view, we're all dependent on the supreme absolute. And that supreme absolute is Krishna. Param Brahma. Param Brahma. And Param Dhamma. He's the supreme destination, the supreme abode, the supreme resting place for everyone. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, and Pavitra. Krishna is completely pure. Asnaviram Shuddham Apapa Vidham. In the Ishopanishad, it's said that the Lord is pure and purifying. Shuddham. Pavitra. Purifying. Paramam. Pavitram Paramam. The supreme purifier. There may be some other sources for purification to some extent. But Krishna is the supreme pure and the supreme source of purity for others. One becomes pure by chanting the holy name of Krishna. because Krishna is pavitra, pavitram paramam. Purusham shashvatam divyam. And Krishna is a person. Purusha means person, not impersonal. So someone says, oh, he's a person, that means mundane or tinged by material energy. No. Purusham shashvatam divyam. Krishna is eternal and transcendental. Mayavadi thinks personal means compromised, limited. But Purusham Shashvatam, Divyam, you are the supreme, eternal, transcendental person. Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam, you are the source of all the demigods. Adi Deva. Ajam and unborn. Of course, the living entities are also described as unborn. Ajo nitra shashvato yam purano. But Krishna is the supreme unborn. Purusham shashvatam divyam adidevam ajam and vibhu. The living entity is Anu. Anu means very small. And Krishna is vibhu, very great. So although Krishna is Brahma and we're also Brahma, we're the small Brahma. And Krishna is the greatest, the supreme Brahma. We're one in quality, but in quantity, Krishna is great and we're small. Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. Then someone may say that because Arjuna and Krishna are friends, Arjuna is saying all this stuff. Just like sometimes we want a job recommendation. So we ask our friend, could you please write up a recommendation for me? And our friend writes a letter, such and such person is a great person to work with. We loved having him. He's very capable. He learns everything and just quick. He gives you a great write-up because you're his friend. You may actually be a lousy worker, but because the person's your friend, he wants to help you. So he writes glowing phrases about you, praise. So someone may say that because Arjuna is Krishna's friend, he's biased. He's influenced by Krishna's friendship. Therefore, Arjuna substantiates his statements by reference to authority. The way of speaking in spiritual circles is to say something upheld by authority. So Arjuna again illustrates this is the way to speak. It's not just my saying, but it's the statement of authorities. Ahus tam rishaya sarve, all the rishis, devarshi naradastata, Nard Muni, Devala and Asitar, great sages, and Vyasdev, the compiler of the Vedic wisdom, Devala, Asito, Devalo, Vyaso, and Swayam Chaiva Bravishina. And you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're personally saying it. Therefore, I accept it. It's all completely confirmed by great authorities. Therefore, why should we not accept? In the Kena Upanishad, it is stated that the Supreme Brahma is the rest for everything. And Krishna has already explained that everything is resting on him. Mayi sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva, as pearls rest on a thread. The Mundaka Upanishad confirms that the Supreme Lord, in whom everything is resting, can be realized only by those who engage constantly in thinking of him. This constant thinking of Krishna is smaranam, one of the methods of devotional service. It is only by devotional service to Krishna that one can understand his position and get rid of this material body. In the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is accepted as the purest of the pure. One who understands that Krishna is the purest of the pure can become purified from all sinful activities. One cannot be disinfected from sinful activities unless he surrenders unto the Supreme Lord. Arjuna's acceptance of Krishna as the Supreme Pure complies with the injunctions of Vedic literature. This is also confirmed by great personalities, of whom Narada is the chief. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one should always meditate upon him and enjoy one's transcendental relationship with him. He is the supreme existence. He is free from bodily needs, birth and death. Not only does Arjuna confirm this, but all the Vedic literatures, the Puranas and the histories. In all Vedic literatures, Krishna is thus described. And the Supreme Lord himself also says in the fourth chapter, although I am unborn, I appear on this earth to establish religious principles. He is the supreme origin. He has no cause, for he is the cause of all causes, and everything is emanating from him. This perfect knowledge can be had by the grace of the Supreme Lord. Here Arjuna expresses himself through the grace of Krishna. If we want to understand Bhagavad Gita, we should accept the statements in these two verses. This is called the parampara system, acceptance of the disciplic succession. Unless one is in the disciplic succession, he cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible by so-called academic education. Unfortunately, those proud of their academic education, despite so much evidence in Vedic literatures, stick to their obstinate conviction that Krishna is an ordinary person. Any questions? If you have a question, it won't be possible for me to see your hand. So just, you can speak up. No questions tonight.
All right.
Okay, there's a hand.
I want explanation. If Krishna is the supreme person who has all these qualities, and the living entities are with him as part and parcel, why is it that we have such a nice qualities in front of us and we're able to fall down?
Why is it that we have such?
We have nice quality of the supreme in front of us, but still we turn our back towards him.
If Krishna has such nice qualities and they're there before us, why do we turn our backs on him? Because of illusion.
Who produces that illusion? How does it come to us?
It comes to us since time immemorial because of our desire to be independent. When we desire independence, then we no longer appreciate Krishna. Because Krishna is the represents dependence. If Krishna is there, I have to be dependent. So therefore we have to minimize Krishna. Oh, Krishna's just a this, Krishna's that. So that we can at the same time dismiss our dependent relationship. Is that okay? Yes?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Please, my question is, in the kingdom of perfection, there is no question of imperfection.
The kingdom of perfection, there's no question of imperfection.
So
yes.
So desiring to be independent is considered to be imperfection. So how is it possible for the living entity in the spiritual world to even think of becoming independent of Krishna?
Prabhupada said there's always the free will, independence. So, but as soon as you can't figure it out. Therefore it said, since time immemorial we're conditioned. But the summary is that by misuse of free will is always available. Is that okay? Something else? What other questions might be? Yeah, okay.
Please, Maharaj, you said that tradition is pure. So when we chant the name of Krishna, we also will be pure. But we have chanted every morning, our sister around. But still, we are doing the same thing with this God. Just what Krishna do like it. It's why.
If Krishna is pure, we're chanting. Why are we not pure? Because we're not chanting purely. We commit 10 offenses while chanting, and therefore we don't get the full benefit of chanting. Otherwise, if we chant without offense, we'll get the full benefit, definitely. Yes? Is that a question there, or is that just a hand? Is that okay? Another question? Remember, I can't see your hands. No? Krishna's there, husband and wife, in Dwarka. It's a little different though, because he has 16,000. We're struggling with one. He's got 16,108. and it's not a problem. So marriage is there, but it's mega marriage. There was some followers of one Reverend Moon. They hold big, big marriage, you know, marriage ceremonies to, among other reasons, attract public attention. So they marry maybe 100, 200, 300 couples at once, and then it makes the newspapers and so on. But each husband is marrying only one wife. But Krishna married 16,000 all at once. So that's marriage big time. That okay?
Yes. Wait, I still have another question. Yeah, my second question also is the living entity is considered to be Prakriti. They enjoy it. The Krishna is considered to be Purusha. So in this future world, I want to find out, like, go to the Vaikuntha planets, all the subjects, like the living entities, assume the form of Prakriti. So I want to find out, those forms, are they feminine or masculine? Because we know in the...
Say that again about masculine.
Sorry?
Say that again.
What I'm saying is that in the Vaikuntha planets, it is said that all the living entities after liberation will assume the form of Vishnu.
All the living entities assume the form of Vishnu.
Well, have four hands and... So I want to find out, the body we're going to assume, is it masculine form or feminine? Because in the material world, we know women have breasts and men don't have. And most of the pictures we've been seeing in the books, you see that those bodies are considered to be masculine. But he said that in the spiritual world, the living entity is considered to be Prakriti, that they enjoy it, and only Krishna is the Purusha.
Yeah.
So I want to find out that what kind of form, is it like a male form or a female form? You don't know.
That Krishna is the enjoyer. Masculine and feminine is not dependent on physical difference. Where even when the living entity has a male form in the spiritual world, still his business is to give pleasure to Krishna. Not by sex. Here the division male and female ultimately has to do with sex. In the spiritual world, male or female, they're all prakriti, they're all female, in that they're all predominated by Krishna. They're all predominated by Krishna. They're all interested in giving pleasure to Krishna. But they can assume any form, male, female. Is that okay? Something else? Yes. Well, hold on a second. Even the Artitrek competes with you. The sounds on the altar make it hard to hear you. So speak again. Are also what?
Unborn,
yes.
Do we exist simultaneously with Supreme Lord at some point in time? For instance, he said that he was just born and became many. So if the becoming many is like, you know, giving birth.
No, it's not like birth. When it says that the Lord is one, it becomes many, but it's not within the realm of time. He's eternally desiring to be many, and the many are eternally existing. It's not a historical event, because in the spiritual world there's no past, present, and future.
Guys, I'm going to go back to asking a question.
Yes. Where? We have a mutual friend. Here he is. Shai, Hare Krishna. I can hardly see you anyway in the candlelight, but... I can't go back to America and tell Jai Keshav I didn't meet you. It's not possible. I'll maybe spend a little time after the class.
Did you come and see him tomorrow?
Oh, thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Amita Gopal's brother is Maharaj is 7. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Keshav. He's preaching in America and Canada. And last time I came to Africa on the East Coast, he was with me as my assistant. So we have to meet some of the other family members here, Transcendental Brothers. Something else? Loud.
Wait, it seems that most devotees have problems understanding the difference between Sadaya Shiva and the Rudra Shiva.
It seems that most of the devotees have problems
understanding the difference between Sadaya Shiva
on the difference between Sadashiva and
Rudra Shiva.
And Rudra Shiva.
So,
most of the devotees I know don't have any problems with it. Because it's not much of an issue for them. But it seems that there's a permanent form of Shiva, and then there's a temporary form manifest for this material world. Shiva Tattva is a big deal, as there's Vishnu Tattva and experts in understanding it. So there are experts in understanding Shiva Tattva, but we're not so expert. We know a little bit. But that much, that there's an eternal Shiva, and then there's a temporarily manifest sheep. Anything else?
Yes, Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
This morning, class, you said that if you want to control the senses, first, I want to know the difference between decide and hope.
Decide and hope?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Taking an oath, making a decision.
Between?
Taking a decision and making an oath.
What's the difference between taking a decision and making an oath?
Yeah.
Oath is strong, is an external manifestation of your decision. If you take an oath, it means you've made a decision. And now you're making it public. Or now you're making it, yes, public. Or oath is a manifestation of your decision. In that sense, the oath makes your decision still stronger. You have an internal decision. I'm going to do this. But then you make it public. Now you really can't go back on it. Just like Rukmi, he decided that this Krishna has stolen my sister. It is all nonsense, rascal, this Krishna. So I'm going to challenge him, and if I can't defeat him, I'll just never come back to my capital. So he may have been thinking something like that, but once he put it out into the ether, once he made it a statement, And it was, he couldn't go back on it. He couldn't go back on it. Man of his word. So one makes progress in that way by taking vows. It's like we, Prabhupada makes the point that when we take initiation, we make an oath, a vow, before the spiritual master, before the fire, before the devotees, before the spiritual master. So it's very strong. Otherwise, you can internally decide, I'm going to accept this person as spiritual master, I'm going to follow these principles. But once you make a public oath, and that too in front of witnesses, then it's very strong. And that helps you, because now you say, well, I can't change my decision now. Decision, you might say, well, anyway, I can still change it. But once it's a public oath, then you really can't change that. Is that okay? Anything else? Okay.
This morning, you're mentioning that grihastha life is very expensive.
It is, isn't it?
And you were saying that if the brahmacharis would take cue from that, they would take a better decision.
They would what? They'd think about it.
They would take a better decision. But the desire for enjoyment is so strong in the living entity that despite the difficulties, despite the cost, the living entity still wants to experience it.
Therefore, it's there in Vedic literature that you want to marry, you want to have some comfort and enjoyment in family life. All right, do it. But do it in this way, within the limits of Vedic injunction, and you'll make progress also. Is that okay? Something else?
There is no way the living entity can or could avoid that difficulty.
There's no way the living entity can avoid?
Yeah, I can avoid that situation.
He can avoid. That's up to him. Both opportunities are there. Avoid it or take it. But either way, within the limits of Vedic culture. Something else? Shall we stop here? Okay. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila
Prabhupada.
Sri Bas Prabhu ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Brinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande.